Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello. Happy Tuesday, angels. Welcome back to another episode. I know that this week I promised that we would talk about deal breakers, and that is exactly what we're going to talk about. And I also kind of wanted to talk about just life in general. So we'll see, like, whatever comes to my head. Because initially, to be honest, I recorded this podcast actually earlier in the week, and or last week, I should say. And for some reason, the audio just wasn't working. And so I had to come back correct this time. So I tested this and I hope that it sounds a lot better and crispy and, you know, like I'm a real podcaster. Oh my gosh. So yeah, deal breakers, they're really important, right? Now, a lot of the times people always ask me like, hey, do you have a list of questions that you ask guys or anything specific? And I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if it's given what I do, coupled with my experiences and everything, that it's so second nature to me, but it was not always this way. So I do understand having questions, and I'm glad that you guys do. At this point in my life and where I am mentally, I don't necessarily have specific questions. I feel out situations very well. I can discern what's going on. I can feel the energy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not my first rodeo. I understand people too. Now, this does not mean I'm infallible, of course, because that is not at all what it is that I'm saying. But it's not something that I go into with such strategy that I'm like checking things like off of a, you know, certain list. Of course, the only time that I get into like a checklist sort of mode is when something is like an extreme, obvious deal breaker to me, okay? So the reason why this is important to identify is because, first of all, if you have no idea what a deal breaker is for you, you're going to keep on compromising. And half of the time, we see deal breakers and we still convince ourselves otherwise on top of that. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of us have the mentality of letting guys kind of move at their own pace and explain to them why the way that they feel is wrong, the way that the guy feel is right. And if, as long as we're non-problematic, then the guy's going to like us. And honestly, I've been in that mentality before myself too, where it's like, something has bothered me, or I've questioned something. I wanted to question something. And I was just like, oh, like I don't want to say anything because I really just want him to like me. Like, I have this idea that if I kind of just go with the flow of everything and I'm just unproblematic and I get the guy, meaning like I get the relationship that I desired, then once I get him and he already likes me by then I can be more vocal about the things that I want. How many of us actually have that mentality? Here's why that is the wrong mentality to have. It's because whatever you see in the beginning is very telling of exactly what's going to happen in the future. It's not going to miraculously change. If a guy is rude to the waiter, he's going to be rude to you 100%. He probably has a temper, you know, he has temperament issues, whatever the case is. If a guy is telling you to pay half and he's the one that asks you on the date, he's going to continue to think that it's okay to, oh, well, I left my wallet in the car. Can you do this? And I'll just like Venmo you, Cash App you when we get in the car. Okay, these things are not going to miraculously change. If these are deal breakers for you, right, because everyone's are different, then you owe it to yourself to stick to them. A lot of us step into situations where our goal is like, just do whatever he says, and then it'll be fine. Once you get, you know, the guy, then everything will change. And it's not. then you have girls that do message me, how to get my boyfriend of 2 years to start taking me out to dinners and stuff. So I'm like, oh, okay, what did he used to take you out? Like, what happened? Our first date he did, but, and I'm like, okay. So, because from a guy's perspective, because we have to take accountability, from a guy's perspective, he's thinking, wow, okay, she's going with the flow of whatever I say. And if you even look at every love story, guys usually don't say she literally was the most easiest going person I've ever met in my life, and that's why I chose her. They always have some sort of story of like, she made me want to raise to, you know, the standard. She really like put her foot down and was, and told me like what she didn't like. She was very vocal about her feelings. And when people hear this, I think it almost makes them think it's an aggressive tone. And this is a lot like I myself am reteaching myself and diving into more about what femininity actually means, right? To me, I think as I evolve as a young woman, it's not only about talking softly all the time and dressing really cute and girly. Those are things that are part of it. But I truly think that femininity is about being present. What does this mean? Being present means, hey, it comes, it goes. Think of a time where you've really, really wanted something, right? Or you felt like you really needed to get it done immediately. How is your energy? Your energy is going to be more aggressive, more in the masculine. And that's not to say like you're acting like a man. You're literally like, because you may not be specifically acting like a man. First of all, angels, we all have masculine and feminine energies within all of us. And same goes for men. For us to act within our feminine energy, what that truly means is being very present and actually being truly vocal about what it is that you want, okay? And this is why it's so important, because I know even before I've probably said, well, you don't want to give people the blueprint of how to be with you and all these things. And that's true, which is why when certain things happen, let's say, for instance, you go to dinner with a guy, right? And he literally says, we're going to go half on this. You're going to pay the bill, right? Act like everything is fine. And maybe, you know, you're going to start leaning back because you didn't really like that. He's going to probably message you if he cares enough to be like, hey, I feel like you've kind of been distant or whatever the situation is. However you want to approach it, you can say to him, hey, I honestly really truly feel that if a guy asks me out, I think it really makes me feel very special when he's taking care of the bill. It makes me feel like he's a provider, and that's what makes me attracted to that individual. I'm more traditional in the sense of relationships where I do feel that it is a man's obligation to provide. And of course, there are going to be times where, you know, it'll be my treat and things like that. But for the most part, especially you and I just started dating, I honestly really feel a little upset and bothered by that, because in all, you know, actuality, that's never happened to me before. And I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. Do you see, like, when you deliver things like that and you're kind of saying how you feel, right? You're not saying you basically are so lame, you're broke, you don't know how to do this, or, you know, you're not pointing the finger at them. All you're doing is just explaining to them how you feel, right? So they don't necessarily feel like you're attacking them, because you're not pointing the finger at them per se. You're just expressing that you feel that this made you feel unappreciated, because that's not how you normally, you know, step into situations. That will be your way to, you know, express how you feel. Now, again, if that is a genuine deal breaker for you, and you know, okay, I don't even like the fact that this guy did this, I don't want to have to keep explaining this, because I mean, not for nothing, I understand. And that's how I am with my mentality. It's like, I'm not really in the business of teaching certain guys or teaching any guy the basics of dating. If you can't afford to date, then don't do it. If you think that it's okay to go half and half on a date, then you're just not the person for me. And now I'm upset that I even had to have that conversation. So that's a deal breaker for me. And I know that that's how it works in my world. So if that's how it works in your world, then you have to stick to it. Because I'm telling you, there has never been a time where going backwards into a relationship that already ended has worked. If you think about it, once, you know, trust is broken or once something is broken, even if you put it back together, it's not the same. Okay? And we have to stop binding ourselves to these situations because we like people. There are going to be a million people in life that we all like, right? And it's just like we have to stop gluing ourselves to people when it's not the end all be all. You want to get this stuff out the way, especially in the beginning, so you know all the data that you need to know so you can make a decision. If somebody easily does something like that, then it makes your job easier. Why even bother having to explain something like that and dive back on into it? You know what I mean? But again, we all work at our own pace. And I'm not saying, hey, if it's up to you. If you say, if you voiced how you felt and you feel that the guy was very receptive, he was willing to work on that, then good. See how it goes. In my personal experience, I feel like, why did we even have to get here in the beginning? Like, this is... And of course, that is very circumstantial, but something as basic as that, give me a break, okay? Like, that's, I can't even really get into that because I really don't genuinely understand. And I just feel like, in my experience, I can say one person in my entire life, or no, two people in my entire dating history, I've ever had to pay for something before, literally the other, you know, if we were to put a percentage to it, you know, I don't even know if it would be 2%. It would be like 0.01% to the other, like, you know, 99.9, basically, you know, in terms of ratio. So you have to figure out what genuinely works for me and not trying to force pieces together just because you like someone, because we do that too many times. You have to stay strong and be a little bit more hardcore. But again, so back into the femininity and masculinity. So here's like something that I read, and I really don't remember where I read it, but it was a perfect analogy. When you are in a masculine energy, right, you are more likely like leaning forward. Your body language is different as opposed to when you are in a feminine energy. Your shoulders are relaxed. You're sitting back. You're very present in what is going on. That is the difference, right? So if you think about this in terms of your relationship, and this is why energy is so important, because in terms of a relationship or striving to get there and dating in general, there's an energy that a lot of the times guys do feel where they feel like, okay, she wants, like she's kind of pushing passive aggressively, you know, for something and I'm not there yet. Now, again, it depends on how soon this energy is coming out of you, because if you are present and genuinely enjoying the moment, okay, then this energy is not going to, you know, pour out of you. That is not to get confused with the fact that if you are genuinely someone that wants a relationship, I do feel if you are over the age, especially of 25, okay, where dating starts to get more serious, I do believe you can be honest and say that. Why? Okay, because this is the response. If let's say a guy says like, oh, you know, I'm not really looking for a relationship, right? You can say, oh no, that's completely, you know, understandable. I personally am open to dating more seriously. Of course, never forcing anything. And I personally feel like I will keep my options open until, you know, that right person comes along. So what did you just say to him? Well, I do want to date more serious. I'm open to it. He already expressed to you he's not looking for a girlfriend at all, but he also doesn't necessarily feel that pressure from you because you didn't say like, I'm looking for a relationship, so don't waste my time. You understand? Like, it's all about delivery and how you're saying it and the wording of things, okay, that can get you into the situation. Now, of course, for me, you know, with guys, it is tricky and it sucks because it's almost like hard to even explain because you never really know solidly. I know friends that have been, that are in relationships where guys have literally said, I'm not looking for a girlfriend. And she maybe even had said, I'm not looking for a boyfriend. And they're together and it has worked out. You know what I mean? So it just depends on the guy and their level of maturity, right? Because the right person, someone that genuinely is going to value you, is not going to, you know, shame you like, oh, you want a relationship, like whatever. Because you need to hear the truth anyway. And a lot of us don't want to hear the truth. We want to like dance around it and like all these things. And we're scared to leave if he did something that we really didn't like because we want to make it work because we don't want to start all over. And everything is good. But this one thing that like really irks me about him, like maybe it can change the more we develop feelings for each other. And it's like, why even let it get that far? Like, why bother? I genuinely want to know. Like, why put yourself in a situation? Because think about it. The more time that you spend with somebody, the more you're going to get feelings for them because you are going to be bonding with them. Okay? And one thing actually that I love that GL Lambert posted, you guys know that I love GL Lambert. He posted something on his Instagram the other day talking about exposing mind games. And I actually might even do a video based on what he wrote for this topic specifically, because he honestly says the best things. And he talked about male's logic, right? So male logic is, I didn't waste your time. I was testing how we vibed and you started to do some weirdo stuff. So I cooled on you and found someone more on my level. Or I wasn't only with you for sex. I really thought we had something real until you started catching attitudes and pressuring me about titles. So I fell back. Okay. Or yeah, I fooled around with that girl, but we weren't in a good space at the time. You would be dumb to walk away from what we have going on over me having sex with someone that doesn't matter. So these are three different scenarios that I just read because this is how men think. They almost naturally always put themselves in a victim perspective. They always have a reason to justify why they did what they did. Okay. And for women, we tell ourselves, like I said in the beginning, oh, well, if I just let everything go and be super passive and not be problematic, then he'll like actually really like me and maybe, you know, want to commit to me and see me as wifey material. No, that's not true. Unless if you want to lock yourself in a miserable position where he's thinking that you are one way and you're not. It's like I've said this in another video in my past where it's like, there's no point, angels, in pretending to be someone that you're not. This like super passive girl and he's a hardcore, you know, football fanatic and you're pretending to be so into sports because he is, because you like him. But then when you guys probably get together, if you get together and you are more vocal about how you feel, all right, I don't really want to watch this. I'm going to go take a nap. And he's thinking, wait, but you used to love football. Like you used to watch this with me. Like all the time. And so he's thinking you changed. You're thinking, no, I didn't change. I actually never liked it. I was only doing it for you. And from a guy's perspective, it's like, no, you like, why would you even pretend to do something like that? And I get that. You know what I mean? But also, this is why it's so important to not waste your time in the beginning. What you see is more than likely what you're going to get. And in the beginning, guys should be impressing us, okay, to show us why they are deserving of our time and et cetera, et cetera. If they're not, if their best isn't what's best to us, then like leave. Hello, like what's happening here? You don't need to be there. There are so many people in the world. Just like how, you're, you know, a dynamic before the one you're in probably ended and you thought, oh my God, like I wonder who else is going to come around. Boom, you meet the next guy. Just like that. And let's say maybe that's not even the one. Like that is life. And we have to roll with the punches, not force things to work when they just simply don't. And a lot of things are not going to make sense to us in the moment, but why fight what is inevitable? Why do it? You know what I mean? If a guy feels like you're putting pressure on him, figure out how that is, right? Are you being too clingy in the beginning? Because whatever you chase is going to run. And what does that energy, source from? Masculine energy. That pressure to get it done and do it, we might not think that that's, you know, super, and that even that passive aggressiveness too, we might not think that that's operating in masculine energy, but it actually is. And I'm telling you this as I evolve myself and I'm, you know, learning and rerouting and enhancing how I do things and studying more so I can teach you guys and help you guys and be on this and on the journey along with you guys. That is a masculine energy of, you know, being, you know, passive aggressive and like, and things like that, and kind of putting that pressure, because that's a man's job to, you know, kind of apply that pressure. I feel like our job is to acknowledge the fact that, yeah, we do like this individual. We're not going to force them to do, you know, anything of any sort. If we, you know, experience something that we didn't really like, we voice how we feel, right? And we voice it respectfully. And that's all that there really is to it. And we make our decision from there. But in terms of like, what are we? I feel like we've been doing this for this long. Like, what is going on here? You have to really actually think about this. The fact that you even have to bring that up already means you guys are on a different page. Why? Because time doesn't exist to the guy that really wants to be with you. You should not be with someone for over 3 months and they still need more time to figure out if they want to be with you or not, especially because I'm sure a lot of the times by then, you guys have already been intimate. So it's like you've already delivered everything already. You're already pretty much acting like boyfriend and girlfriend. So what more does he need to see in order to make that decision of, oh, yeah, I want to be with her more? You understand what I'm saying? And this is why there has to be limits to what you expose, you know, yourself to in the beginning. Because it's like, what is there to strive for? From a man's perspective, think about it. If you're getting the home-cooked meals, your laundry's being done, you're cleaning his room for him, you're having sex with him, you're allowing him to spend the night, or maybe you're spending the night at his house all the time, you know, you're letting him borrow your car. I don't know. Like, you're doing all these things, and you're wondering, like, why would he ever want anything to change? If he can do all this and not even have to bother committing to you, then it's like, why even bother? Like, you did all of the hard work for him anyways. And then you're going to find yourself in a struggle where it's like, so like, I don't want things to change because like, what's going to change? Like, what's good? What's, I've seen all the good stuff I need to see. Like, if I commit, then what's going to come with that? Accountability, annoyance for doing whatever it is that I want. It's like, no, I'd almost rather let this dynamic go than do that. So, cause a lot of the time, think about it. I don't know a guy usually that responds well to pressure, right? And I say pressure in this manner of, what are we? Like, when are, like, what are we doing? Like, all this stuff. And I say that because it's really true. It more than likely, if you're having to have that conversation, it's probably one that you're going to end up having to walk away with, because it's like, well, I just want to address, like, what are we doing here? You know, I do like you. I'm acknowledging how it is that I feel, but obviously we're not on the same page because I'm having to bring this up. You know what I mean? And I guarantee you the response you're going to get a lot of the time is, you know, I'm just not where I want to be, or, you know, I just like where things are right now, or I just don't want to ruin what we have going on. Like, and it's just like, okay, this is someone that clearly doesn't see the point in committing because he's already comfortable in experiencing everything he already has. You understand? Guys that respond well to, guys always usually respond well to the girl that is present. And when I say going with the flow, I don't mean like being a pushover and anything goes and, you know, not being your authentic self, because that's also part of, you know, femininity as well. Being your authentic self, but also being present. Okay. I hope that I'm articulating this well. But it's being very present. You're not pressuring him to do anything. But if he wants to, you know, bring up certain things, it's like, well, you know, I am open to being in a relationship, seriously. And I know you said that you're not. So I'm definitely going to keep my options open. And a guy's not even going to really like to hear that, because he's going to be like, dang, so she's definitely dating other people. That is a like a feminine way, if you will, to apply pressure. But in terms of applying pressure in the way where you find yourself having to have a conversation of, well, what are we doing? Because we've been together for 3 months and I'm spending the night, I'm doing all this stuff. I'm, you know, doing this. I'm helping you with your laundry. I'm, you know, we're functioning as a couple. Like, what is this? What are we doing? Okay. Then you have a problem. You do have a problem on your hands. So I kind of went a little bit off topic there because I started talking about femininity and like being present and things like that. But I really think that's vital information for you angels to recognize. When am I operating in my masculine energy and when am I operating in my feminine energy, right? Because in order to be soft, in order to be kind and all these things, you do have to operate from your feminine energy to just be at peace, be still, be present in what is, okay? Not so like anxious and like, you know, goal driven in this dynamic, because that energy can transfer in a way that you may not want it to, where it's applying pressure to someone that you may actually feel like you're not even doing anything. You're not even applying pressure, but your energy is just, you're operating in a masculine energy. So the more research I do and things like that, I actually want to make another video about it because I want to approach it from an evolved standpoint, from how I think about it now and how I view it now. But back to, you know, talking about just having those deal breakers, it's so important that we honor those deal breakers for ourselves, because if we don't, we expect people to be the things that we aren't to ourselves. And I want you guys to really think about what it is that I just said. We always want people to fill this void of, oh my gosh, and it happens. Like, this is in no way to condemn anyone. We have all been there. We are all growing. Okay. Be gentle with yourself. You have to understand, sometimes we may date people because it's a distraction. We may date people because we admire something about them. And these are not all the time things that we immediately recognize, because we don't actually think deep enough about what the attraction is to that individual, right? So we find ourselves in circumstances and situations where we are spending so much time trying to even fix other people when we need to be fixing and healing ourselves. It's easier to, you know, put that energy into another individual than to ourselves. And it's like, sometimes, yes, the people that we encounter are mirrors of things that we need to work on in our lives. You know what I mean? If you meet a guy that's like very mean and, you know, critical, are you mean and critical to yourself? If you meet someone that's, you know, that procrastinates a lot, very lazy, like unambitious, is it because you feel that way about yourself and you kind of feel like it's hard for you to get things off the ground? You don't really, you know what you want to do. You're kind of lost. If you meet a guy that's very confused, he doesn't really know what he wants out of life and all these things, and you want a commitment out of that guy, which you never will get commitments out of guys that are in that mindset, it's like, where are you currently in your life? Are you decisive about yourself? Are you decisive about where it is that you want to go? These like guys that we attract are, there's always a pattern, guys. It's never usually just random. There's always something like a theme from each guy, no matter how different they are in any capacity. There's a theme and there's something that we need to learn from that, okay? If you're, you know, getting into situations with guys that are, you know, very emotionally unavailable, is it because you are not tending to your own emotions? These are things that I think about even for myself. You know, what is the pattern of the people that I date? When, you know, has the pattern, you know, changed? What did I do differently? Because the healthier you become as an individual, it very much is true that you actually do attract healthier people to you. Okay. You do attract what you subconsciously desire. You know, you have to figure out why you're drawn to unhealthy people and address the, you know, your childhood traumas and things like that, because otherwise we're going to find ourselves in situations where we're going to, that are very self-destructive, right? And you're going to be so blinded by all of the destruction and chaos that it becomes harder and harder to see and harder to even want to tap into, because so much has been done. Okay? So you have to really dig deep within yourself and respect yourself. And this is why, even as I talk about having deal breakers, it's for a reason. If you don't respect your own boundaries, your own deal breakers, you're going to constantly attract people that don't respect your boundaries either. Make sense? Okay? Like, that's what it is at the end of the day. Like, it really is all connected. And when you look at things in that way, you're able to take accountability and you're able to really start healing yourself and addressing exactly what it is that's going on. This doesn't mean you're going to be problem-free forever, but if the main theme of your life, for instance, is no one ever really cares to connect deeper with me or whatever the case is, have you connected deeper with yourself? And you want someone else to do the one thing that you can't even do for you? See, that's what a lot of us need to ask ourselves. Is what I'm willing to require for another person, am I willing to actually do that for myself? Ask yourself that. Am I doing what is required to be with me also for myself? Am I committed to having a healthy lifestyle? Am I committed to working out and feeling good and you know, being fit? Am I committed to, you know, studying and going to school and reaching my dreams and becoming the woman of my dreams before I expect the man of my dreams to come into my life? What are your deal breakers? Okay, so this is why it's so important to identify them and address them. And also just in life in general, I feel like in life, there are so many ups and downs, things that we will experience that don't make any sense. I can honestly say I had a rough January. I don't ever recall having this rough of a January ever in life, but it was very rough for me and it was frustrating and it was very emotional for me. And I just felt like, what is going on? Like, so many things are transpiring that are completely out of my control, like that I actually cannot do anything about, anything to change it. And it sucked. And I would tell my, you know, my best friends about it and they would talk to me and everything, which definitely helped. But it just felt like such a huge loss of control, which was so confusing to me because nothing happened. Nothing major happened. It was just little things here and there consistently not going my way. And I was so confused and just almost, it was almost comical because it's just like, what is going on in the universe that, like, for some reason, every little thing that I want to do just literally is not getting done? You know, if I went somewhere to get a service, like, it wasn't able to be done. If I, you know, rescheduled it with someone else, then that was canceled. And it was all circumstances that were beyond my control. And it was just very difficult to, you know, experience. But I also know from my experience that I have to just roll with the punches. Like, sometimes life is just going to be hard for what we deem as next to no reason in the beginning. And you know what? And then after, we'll figure it out, okay? That's just how life works. You will figure it out, okay? So it's important also that we are gentle with ourselves. And I say that as I, you know, continue to take my own advice, because it's not always easy to do that. But it's like the more, you know, in tune and in aligned I become with myself. I mean, there are so many levels to this that all I can do is speak from where I am currently in the moment. When right now, what I feel like the central theme of my life is just really tapping deeper into my spirituality, into my soul, into my healing, just my overall, you know, essence and well-being in every capacity. That is what I'm tapping into to be the woman of my dreams this year. So I want to encourage you guys to do the same thing, to respect yourself, okay, and genuinely like decipher and break down what these things actually mean and look at the patterns of the people that are entering into our lives. Look at what we are willing to do for ourselves to get to where we need to be. Half of the things that we don't really want to do are things that we should absolutely be doing. Nothing, you know, that's worth it is going to be easy, okay, in any capacity. Nothing that's valuable in life is free. And that doesn't mean financially, you know, there's a financial compensation. It could be emotional. It could be time. Or, of course, it can be an exchange of, you know, money. Those are all forms of compensation, okay? So I just, you know, this is just food for thought for you guys. And, you know, I just really am feeling like this is a year where we need to just tap in a little deeper. We need to just analyze everything going on around us and figure out what we are willing to do to commit to ourselves before we want someone else to meet us there and kind of save us from where we are. It's not going to happen. And I don't say that in a negative way. I say that in a positive way, that you are your own rescue. You, and there, that's so much better. You can't leverage things over yourself. No one, you know, your job, the success that you acquire is not going to wake up and walk away from you. Okay? It doesn't mean you have to be this hardened person that, you know, feels so negatively about life because, you know, of certain circumstances. That's not what it means. You get to be your own rescue. I think that's beautiful. So remember to do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do, so that you can attract what you desire to attract. Okay? And I promise you that it's all going to work out. Okay? Do not worry. Do not fear. Do not be anxious. Find a way to ground yourself in nature, in prayer, in meditation, in exercise, in journaling, in creating a routine for yourself. Okay? This is how you get to know yourself on a deeper level. And it feels good. In the beginning, it might not. You might not want to do it. You're not going to be as consistent, but still do it anyway. Still push yourself anyway. Focus on daily things. We get a lot, we get caught up in the objectiveness of things a lot of the times, how far we are from where we want to go. But if I can just make one request today, I just want you to do something today that's going to make you proud of you. Something that was better than what you did yesterday. Okay? No matter how small it is, it matters. And focus on those daily goals instead of trying to figure out what you're doing even for the month and see how that changes your life. Okay? What are your deal breakers for yourself? What are your deal breakers for what you expect to come in your life? Put your foot down. I'm not going to accept this. I'm not going to accept this behavior from myself either. Okay? It doesn't mean trash talk yourself, but it's like, no. No more of this, Aisha. No more excuses. Get it done. You can do this. You're more capable than you think. Talk to yourself like that. Forgive yourself, love yourself, every part of yourself, okay? Let it heal and let it go, okay? So I love you, angels. I hope that you have enjoyed this and that it resonated with you. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Mwah.